Recordings have started. You may begin.
Okay, thank you. So this is the meeting of the NCSG Executive Committee. At the moment, present are me, Tapani Tarvainen, the chair, Klaus Stoll, Monika Zelmi-Riute, Maria Mbakoshi as secretary, and presume someone who I don't know is doing the technicalities in the back. And the agenda is basically just going through the membership applications that are pending. If time allows, we can discuss other things. And we had quite a lot of technical difficulties getting this started, but now everything seems to work. So, without further ado, let's proceed on the new applications, the new individual ones first. I trust everybody has the spreadsheet in front of you. The first one, Albino Biasetti Neto, however you pronounce him, Neto, I guess, is being Brazilian. Everything I can tell looks good to me. He was referred to by Renata Ribeiro and actually already contacted me, did me asking why this has taken so long to proceed. Apparently, he applied just after our previous meeting. Anybody? Opinions? Objections?
Tapani, no objections, but I find it interesting that somebody applies for a body or entity when he says it should not be governed by bodies and entities.
Yes, that is an interesting comment. I agree. But maybe his vision is that ICANN does not govern things, merely just coordinates it, or maybe his mission to join is to run us down. I don't know. But still. Monika?
Okay, I'm fine with it.
I think it's just perhaps the person doesn't really understand or is not very familiar with whatever is there, because clearly everything is governed, so there is no such thing as, you know, something that is not governed entirely. I think it's just a person perhaps not from this background, but I think it's not a super big deal. I think we should be okay with that.
Yeah, and he will learn.
Yes, Klaus.
Yes, I said, when he joins NCUC, he will learn.
Yes, of course, there are people who would disagree on that everything's being governed. I know some serious anarchists, but I think that's not the case yet. It's a matter of terminology, I guess. So let's approve him. And waiting, pending Rudy and Robin to comment later, and we'll have to do that with all of this. We just not our approval, and we have to wait for Rudy and Robin to comment later. Let's move on to the next one. Alexandra Paravina, again referred to by Renata Ribeiro, and I see no problems with her application. How about you, Klaus?
Fine, no problem.
Yeah, I agree as well. It's good.
Okay, yes. So again, also approved pending Puri and Robin. On next one, Enoma Oni. How do you pronounce that? From Nigeria. Of him or her, I know nothing. Klaus?
Yeah, I've got a problem if somebody just wants to talk, propagate human rights. Is that what we're all about in ICANN and in the NGSG? I have nothing against human rights. I'm completely for them in the internet, but they are not the sole issue.
Yes, it does not indicate any understanding of or even interest in the DNS, let alone GNSO and generic domains. So perhaps we should ask for clarification. What's his interest in the DNS and GTLDs?
Yes, we can ask just for more information, like we do. Yes, I agree. We can ask for more.
Maybe we shouldn't ask. We also should explain a little bit in the letter.
What?
No, but maybe we give a chance.
Okay.
That's what we usually been doing in cases we don't understand what's going on, so we ask. So Mariam, make a note and ask why, what's the, his or her interest in DNS and GLTLD, so what, because that's what NCSG is about. Okay, next one, Robert Gelman, who I also know nothing about because of what's in here, but the reference from Stephanie Perrin, so sounds like he's real and he's been following ICANN and privacy issues there within a long time, so it sounds good to me. Anybody else? Anything suspicious, or how do you feel? Klaus?
I think I know him. Yes.
Okay, you know him and you approve. So,
I approve.
Okay, Monica.
Sorry, you didn't hear me, perhaps. Yes, I have nothing against it. I know the next person on the list as well.
Do we know, that I'm nitpicking, do we have his domain name? I can't find it.
No. But individuals are not required to have a domain name, so.
Okay.
So, Robert Gelman also tentatively approved. Valentina Pellizer, and I already heard Monica telling that she knows him, her. So, Monica, comment?
Yeah.
Do approve?
Yeah, I know, like Valentina. Let this stay my own opinion. I think that the person is from Association from Progressive Communications, doing a feminist and gender and sexuality issues online, which is good. I am not sure if the person is very reliable, because in my experience, we were let down in the last day, perhaps approaching the conference, and she did not turn up on the panel, but I think it's not an issue to say no. So it's all fine. I think she is worth of joining us.
So you think that she has an interest in DNS and not just using us for other things, but it looks good. I'm happy with that. She's talking about internet governance processes, so sounds good to me.
Valentina is there all the time in all the IGFs and all that, so perhaps it's good that more people from APC, which usually they put all their focus and their work on gender and feminist things. Perhaps it's good for us to expand our, membership basis as well, because if Valentina comes and more people from APC would come, I think it's good for us. Let's see.
And we don't have any members from Bosnia-Herzegovina until now, I think, so that's also good. Klaus, your views?
What's good enough for APC is good enough for me.
Okay, thank you. That's also tentatively approved. Next one is Peter Sailing, actually Estonian.
Oh, wow.
But the disc, we don't have too many Estonian members, like two, I think.
As victim of crime, I wish to find cooperation against crime. I don't think that is a good enough motivation.
I would agree with Klaus, but maybe isn't it similar to that other person, propagate human rights? These people, and it's not strange seeing this as person comes from Estonia. They're all obsessed about cybercrime and all that. So it's just random thing they know and then try to come in. But maybe let's ask for more information.
Yeah, in case that the crime in question is something related to DNS, then it would actually make sense. But otherwise, so let's ask for details and explain it, since our mission is the DNS and GTLDs. So how do... what's his interest in that? Okay, again, ask.
Yes.
Okay. Next one, Khalid Khalifi from Tunis. And in Isaac chapter member, wants to promote freedom of expression and implement open and transparent internet governance ecosystem in his country and the region. Opinions?
I don't think there's any problem.
So you approve?
Yep.
Monica?
Yes, I agree.
I trust the ISAF chapter.
Yeah, okay. Likewise. So, again, tentatively approved. Next one, Christopher Dennett. Also ISOC, in this case from the UK, and lots of explanation and being an NextGen participant and lots of useful sounding interesting explanation here. So, sounds good to me. Anybody
yeah,
others?
Yes.
Okay. Did I take the laughter as an approval, Monica?
Yes, approve.
So, and Fuzzy is a problem to many, so let's approve him as well. So, basically, yeah, again, tentatively approved pending Rudy and Robin later. Okay, so that was the individual applicants. We have new organizations. Do we have any? Yes. Have Lome Unix Linux Users Group.
Mm-hmm. Maybe Klaus can give a comment.
I'm looking at...
Should have checked with Olavi actually in this case, but
I don't see the motivation with the DNS at all. It's all about Linux and Unix.
Uh huh.
And education of their own, which has nothing to do with us. Again, ask for clarification.
So okay, let's again put this into. Please explain your interest in DNS and GTLD. Same as the individuals we postponed. And in the meantime, perhaps we would check with Olavi if he knows these guys, because with Togo being a reasonably small country, he might. So, again, request clarification. Next, ISOC Costa Rica chapter. What? He's already the ARIA member, no? So I guess this is...
That's formality.
Yeah, I think this is an error because they did move to join NCUC, but that's no concern of ours. We're already an NCST member. So skip that one. But tell Carlos that there's no need for NCST EC to process that. And then there is International Center for Leadership Development in Nigeria.
This is very funny. If you read there, what is it about? It's nothing to do. It's just so broad that it's hardly possible to understand what it is about.
Yeah. So.
And also corporate sponsorship.
So let's ask not only for the interest in DNS, but also about your funding, because it's unclear. We want a bit more details where the funding comes from.
Yep. That sounds like one Rudy interaction.
So, okay, we'll wait for hope Rudy has something more to say about that, but in any case, leave that pending. That's all we had. We have anything under review? Oh, yes, we do. So let's move the individuals under review. Fabrizio Moreira. The last time I think we dropped him because we didn't have his email address, but he contacted Mariam and I asking about that, so now we do. Any opinions on Moreira? He's active enough to contact us, so that's a good sign anyway. And the internet governance topic. Yes, Klaus?
Yeah, sounds okay to me now.
Okay, Monica?
Yes, I agree as well.
Okay, me too. So, again, tentatively approved. Next is Adetola Sokpesan from Nigeria. And he's attended Nigerian Internet Governance Forum and West Africa IGF and Africa IGF and belongs to three NGOs already and recommended by Rudy. But he doesn't say which constituency.
And also belongs to. But he also belongs to business constituency, he says.
Exactly.
Oh, yes, that's what. Yeah, so.
And we don't have any further information, as I can see.
Yeah, so we actually postponed this waiting for Rudy to do some research and see. He hasn't come up with that yet. But let's postpone him again, letting Rudy to come up with details here, okay? Because lacking more information, I can't really approve this either, but until we were waiting for this commercial connection or lack thereof. So postpone, wait for Rudy to comment, okay?
Okay, now I see the other one.
Which one?
So it seems you replied to him that it was commercial, and he replied back. That's what I see.
Oh. And the Danny Glicks case,
yeah.
Yes. So let's move to Danny Glicks, and yeah, you have his explanation below. And he said, no DNS business, but he's interested in it. Okay, you can do it for yourself. So, your opinions, does this look...
I'm just reading now.
Okay.
I mean, reading this, maybe I read it wrong, but basically he makes his money with the DNS, and he wants a voice in the DNS, which is perfectly all right, but I don't think that he should be involved with the NCSG, either the business or the trademark and copyright people would take him.
So you still think we should reject him, Klaus? That's your stand?
I am involved in website fronted development that includes very seldom helping clients with branding and naming issues.
What does it mean, naming issues, indeed?
Naming issues, if you try to register a domain and somebody else already has it or wants to do
that. Yeah, but then that the person is involved in DNS business, clearly.
Exactly, that's what I mean.
Yeah, I also agree with your opinion.
So we stick with the earlier position, reject him?
Yeah, and recommend to him to go either to the trademark and copyright people or to the business constituency.
Yeah. It sounds like the business constituency would be the right place. Okay. So, let's do that.
And just looking at the website, it's commercial. Okay.
That was the last one, actually. I don't think we have any organization under review at the moment. Oh, yes, we have. View. Let's take a look at them. We have this.
African Center for Citizen Orientation.
Isn't that the same one we just looked at? It's African Center for Citizens Orientation.
No, it's not the same.
Okay, not the same. Okay, so... African Center for Citizens Orientation of Peter Adelaide. Why did we postpone this last time? Is there a comment? Okay.
Ask for non-commercial interests.
Okay, there is a response as well. He says it's not a not-for-profit organization and represents the view of the professionals in the ICT in Malawi, representing various stakeholders, but mainly represent on the policy level the rural masses that are the end users of the internet. So, what I'm slightly curious is, do they have a website at all? That was an interesting concern here. They don't seem to. Or do they? Oh, yes, does it work?
Are we talking about African Center for Citizen Orientation?
Yes.
I don't still understand the funding, but...
Let's have a look at their website.
But even this, the fact of the funding aside, they have also nothing to do with DNS or GTLDs or anything like that, or even internet, broadly speaking.
Certainly not their main focus, as I can tell, even though they have organized some Fast Africa Internet Rights event, but still. Interesting, the DNS seems to be policy is somewhat far-fetched. So,
election and good governance, internet and ICT diplomacy, ICT for diplomacy, my goodness, you need a buzzword tonight. Citizens and their crimes against human rights.
Yeah, looking at their programs, I don't see any of these that has anything much to do with DNS, but... I'm beginning to think that we should put in our membership application form some specific questions about which DNS-related policies you're interested in or something like that. But, so, I understand that, Monica, you don't approve, at least.
No, I don't approve.
Now. Klaus, you want to argue your case? I thought you were also a bit suspicious about your funding.
I don't approve.
So... We reject on the grounds of don't see their interest in DNS and don't understand their funding. Or so,
I mean, funding is one reason, and DNS the other.
Okay, so we reject them. Mariam, let's discuss a little how to phrase that reply to him, but nonetheless, rejected. Next one, ICT Association. No, wait. Next one, that is the Mediaction Culture des Medias in Democratic Republic of Congo. And again, yes.
Sorry, the African Center for Citizens Orientation.
Did I miss something?
Okay, I'll type it.
Yes, the African Center for Citizens Orientation.
Yeah.
Yeah, that...
Basically, we got rejected.
Yeah, I think... I'm working on a very small screen here, so I'm a bit difficult to seeing what's good, everything at once.
ICT Association.
Yeah, that they basically don't see anything to do with the DNS as far as I can tell. And let me see. So we asked for the non-commercial interests and funding, and we got no reply as far as I can tell. Is that correct? But I see that Rudy is approved, but still, if we ask for clarification and get no reply, that's grounds for rejection without further discussion, right?
Mm-hmm.
So consider them rejected. If they do reply right later, we can reopen the case, but for now, drop them. Okay.
The last one.
Yes, the last one is the.
Do we have a web page? That was a question there. Website didn't work last time.
Yeah, they did send a response saying giving the website, but nothing else apparently. So let's see what it looks like. AFAD.org. Seems empty to me. Can you get that website to open something useful?
Wait a moment, I'm trying.
I see a blank page. It's in the DNS, but there's a web server that replies nothing with nothing.
I have to disappoint you, Tapani. I see a white page.
Yeah. Okay, I see a white page as well. So, an organization... I'm kind of concerned about an organization that's opinion, a website is blank.
Nope. Can't get it to open.
Yeah. And nothing. So, opinions, shall we consider something that they fail to manage their own website? Of course, it may be they need help in that, but that indicates they can't really have much of a policy concern. On the basis of the information we have, and lack of any in their website. And the descriptions they have don't indicate much DNS concern, so I see that our options are either still ask them, hi, come on, are you going to fix your website, or just drop them and tell them that if you get it working, come back to us.
I mean, who knows what's going on there? Just give them the last chance.
Okay, yeah, given the situation in Congo, it's perfectly understandable that things don't work all the time. But so let's give them another chance that we wait until postpone the decision pending that they get the website working, and then we'll reconsider it in our next meeting. Okay?
Okay.
Monica, are you fine with that?
Yes, I agree.
Okay, is that all we had? So it seems.
Looks like it.
Okay. That was all I really had to do, wanted to get done today. You have any other business you want to talk? If anybody wants to consider the talk about the Helsinki meeting, it's just the three of us, so we can't really talk much useful. But if you want,
do you have any information? Do you get anything just in general?
I don't have any new information about that either. So,
and do we know, by the way, where we go after Helsinki?
We don't know that either.
Okay.
So we are in a state of ignorance, sort of. Although I'm going to Switzerland, but that doesn't count because it's not ICANN business after Helsinki. So,
where are you going to Switzerland?
To climb a mountain, of course.
Okay, climb a mountain. You know that that I'm now moving to Geneva. That's why I'm asking.
You are? Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, my brother lives there. I have to introduce you to him.
Okay. Rue de Lyon.
But I guess we can call this meeting closed at this point, unless anybody wants to talk about any other business here.
No, okay. It's all good.
Okay.
Short meetings are good meetings. So you can stop the recording. The meeting is closed. Thank you, everybody.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.